This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJD program. Doug Steffen here with our friend John Harper from WMEL. The ladies are celebrating maybe for the rest of the week because of the award show winning the Gracie here in Los Angeles. So I'm here with John, and I don't know that we're going to, for the rest of the week, get off. We're going to, I say stuck probably, maybe it's not the right word, focused on the stuff that, that we're all... You know, it's not often I find myself without words. I'm angry about this. I'm angry about so many things that have to do that are connected to this sort of thing. I'm looking at pictures of this kid, this little squirt who gets the gun. You can tell by looking at his eyes, he's an angry little crapper. And so he goes in and has no right to do, he has no conscious right to do what he does, but he's angry about something. You know, everybody's angry. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. We've got a problem, and yada, yada. And now, here in California, they are running to pass new gun legislation. Okay, so the one bill that they're talking about is would allow people who, let's say, have a family member who's killed by somebody using a gun to sue the person that got the gun. They've already, I think there's, you can sue the manufacturers in some circumstances. But okay, that's all well and good, but how does that deal with the psychology of a kid like this who wants to do what he did? Or anybody who wants to? Is that, it doesn't deal with that at all.
It doesn't bring any less pain and suffering to the parents of the kids who were killed. It doesn't prevent someone else from doing this under the threat of being sued. I don't see where that's any type of a deterrent. And the gun manufacturers, for what it's worth, I don't see where the gun manufacturers necessarily are responsible for this. It still comes down to the individual, and in this case, the parents of the individual, who I guess could be sued if that's the course of action that they take on this.
Any kid that's this far off track, he doesn't have any parents, really,
well,
truly.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, if you're this far gone, and then you become, people say, well, they're the victims. Okay, maybe in a sense they are the victims because they didn't have the rearing that they needed to have for whatever the reason. We've got a lot of people in this country who have no business having children, and then somebody could say, well, what gives you the right to decide who has children? I don't know that I have the right to decide who, but I'm making an observation that a lot of people have children that don't have anything to do with the children once they have them. And that's been a problem for decades. Look at all of the, the black kids. Last night at this award ceremony, there were a number of people, ladies of color, who thanked their mothers, they thanked their grandmother. There wasn't one of them, not one woman there of color who thanked their father. Not
there you
one.
Go. That's my whole point of what I mentioned with our audience in the last hour. No role models, no parental supervision, and a lack of fathers who can give that important kid a development as to how to become a responsible person. It doesn't exist in many sections of our society today, and that's what this all comes down to. It doesn't exist.
Well, and then there's the politicians. There's deadlock and Congress yesterday and the day before. I mean, looking around at all of the actions, the Democrats ran out to pass a bill known as the Enhanced Background Check. These things should have been around a lot longer than they have been, but they don't get passed because the NRA kills them or uses their influence to keep these things from being a factor. You were mentioning John F. Kennedy and Ronald Reagan. I go back to the first president that I remember was Eisenhower, and what a strong leader he was. Back to,
right,
you know, the business about strong leadership. Someone who puts it, you know, I watched Biden, and he and his wife were sweet, and they had said all the right things, but there's nothing, there's no teeth to it. And maybe it doesn't, maybe he sets the tone, but the other side of it is maybe it's got to come from people, the pressure. If there were enough people in our country who really wanted, if we are really a representative form of government, if we really have a say in what goes on, supposedly we do, then this would be done. But we don't. We've let this thing get out of control. It's like the Russians have let Putin get out of control. You know, we want to trust, we want to give responsibility to somebody else so we have somebody to blame for whatever the problem is. And
right.
So, anyway.
And this problem is not corrected by the NRA. And in fact, the NRA really is part of the problem. As you said earlier, Doug, with their lobbying efforts, they've been pretty successful at being able to
very successful
type of legislation that could help prevent, I'm not going to say eradicate, but help prevent this type of a crime in our society. But beyond that, it still comes down to a leader, a group of leaders. It doesn't have to be a politician, for sure. It could be somebody in sports. Let's go back and look at the leaders that we've had over years gone by. Many come to mind immediately, but today, who are you looking at? The guy that takes a knee during a football game, that's not hardly a leader.
No.
And that's what these kids are looking at, that type of a person. The people who have no respect for police,
yeah,
and the people that seem to think that they can run gunshot, no pun intended, over our society and do whatever they want, and give you the finger if you don't like what they're doing. And
you know, one
still, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I just am thinking about how everything has changed since the pandemic. The COVID thing and what it's done to virtually every aspect of our lives, school life, parenting life, work life. There's a confrontation every day. We have something else that disrupts what otherwise would be normal life. I'm going back to Eisenhower. The reason I brought his name up is because when I was a kid, I didn't worry about anything. I didn't know any better. My parents were not really influential, but I fortunately found people on the farm who were like my second parents, and they were the most influential people in my life as I grew up until I went to, I mean, certainly in school. Maybe this is an exercise, again, for people to think about who influenced you the most. Who was it? Was it your parents? Was it an uncle or an aunt or a grandparent? Was it somebody in school, a teacher, a mentor, somebody when you were in college, if you went to college, or somebody that you worked for? I had a guy who ran an electric motor shop who hired me to work for him when I was a teenager. I had three or four jobs all the time. And one of them, this guy was a wonderful, as Everett Wheat was his name, wonderful guy. And he taught me a lot about life. I remember once we were driving to we were going to a job, and somebody, there was someone riding a bike along the, isn't it funny how I'm remembering this? There's somebody riding a bike, and we were passing him, and he looked at me, he said, you know what happens if you encounter someone on a bicycle or somebody walking in the street, and there's a car on the other lane, what do you do? And I looked at him in a sort of a shocked way, like, whoever thinks about stuff like that? But this guy did, because he had his own business. He had insurance to think about. He said, you run into the other car. You don't hit the pedestrian, and you don't hit the person on the bicycle, because that'll be far more expensive. I thought that was, and the fact that I remember it at this moment is really something. I haven't thought about that, good God, for years and years and years. But he influenced me by teaching me stuff like that. He taught me how to take apart an electric motor and put it back together again. And the farmers that I was around growing up taught me about life, animals. You know, if you watch, I've seen thousands of calves being born on the farm over the years. I probably helped 300 or 400 of them come into life just by helping them if there was a breach or something. And there's a skill to that that most people don't have. People don't know about life today. They don't have gardens. They don't have things. They have these God-blessed devices. They spend all their time looking at, these horrible games, these video games. And people say, oh, well, you know, last night at dinner, both my children were at the table, and we were talking with the ladies from the program about, you know, what are the priorities for raising children. And one of them, they both agree on this, and this is something that I guess I drilled into them to a point. No videos, no exposure to anything on a screen until you're 3 or 4 years old. And then Brendan and I were talking about how old would Jasper be before he got a cell phone. He said 18.
Yeah.
That's them. But I see all these parents, they get phones for their kids when they're 9 years old. What the hell does the kid know about using a phone, like sophisticated technical piece of equipment like that? And you'll hear a parent say, well, I want to make sure my son is safe or my daughter is safe, so I want to be able to call him. And then you get into that whole thing and, you know, see what's going on.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't influenced by people in the broadcasting industry, that's for sure. But at the same time, there were individuals in my life growing up. There was a sixth grade teacher that I had, Mr. G, very influential in the putting part of the DNA, as I call it, in my building blocks. And there were a couple of people along like that that I was very lucky to come in contact with. But these days, it still comes down to supervision, parental supervision. And you mentioned, Doug, at the outset of this hour, there are no fathers at all.
Yeah. In this particular circumstance at this school, every name was Hispanic. And that's another thing. This part of the country, of course, that's the predominant, the names are predominantly Hispanic. But again, there's a different focus on where we are in our country today, that's for sure. Okay, 18 after this, the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronos.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program from the trending department. Doug and John focused on Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler. Apparently Aerosmith has canceled, John, some of the residency dates that they had in Las Vegas because Tyler is in rehab. There was a statement I saw yesterday, a couple of other radio programs that I listened to yesterday talking about him, who he had surgery. Apparently it was painful, foot surgery, and so he took a lot of oxy or whatever it is that he took, and he's been, you know, on the cusp for years when it comes to abusing drugs and stuff. He's 74 years old now, and he has gone off the deep end. So he's gone to recover. He's been pretty open, I think, about the substance abuse when you think about it. He'd been treated for prescription drug abuse in 2009. He said that he was inspired to open a home for abused and neglected young women in Atlanta after meeting women during a stint in rehab himself who needed treatment because of the abuse that they had endured at the hands of men. He said, while I was in rehab, I found some of the women in there were battered and beaten and abused verbally and sexually in huge numbers. Like 7 out of 10 had been in there and were on pain medication because they were trying to escape from their realities. So, you know, that kind of gets back around to the things that we're talking about. There's so much abuse. I'm watching the morning news here in Los Angeles, and every other commercial is a drug commercial. And yes, many of these drugs are addictive. And so we go around and around. We talk about what's wrong with society. We freely can get access to these things. We let the drug companies pretty much take over the world of medicine, when in fact there are many ways to get better that don't have anything to do with drugs. But you don't hear that story. So
going back to Steven Tyler, turning a negative into a positive and helping those women, I think that's great. And we certainly need a lot more of that, because I'm sure that type of abuse is rampant throughout the country. But it still goes to, like this kid yesterday, probably zero self-esteem, did not love himself or anyone else, certainly didn't have any type of understanding, respect, or love for God, country, and humanity in general.
And then you see the attention that's paid by the news media to the trial of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. That becomes the most important thing. Did you see that? Did you hear what they said? People are fascinated. They spend hours watching that stuff. What does that do to the psyche, too? You see the way these people abuse each other when they're on drugs? It's pretty painful. All right, here's another item. Go ahead, John.
No, go ahead with the other item. We'll get back to my point later.
All right, so here we have Wayne Gretzky's jersey game. The game, let's see, the 1988 Stanley Cup clinching game, his last championship. His jersey hit the auction block, number 99. The bid was $442,000 for one jersey.
Incredible.
How about that?
Huh? Wow.
400 for Wayne Gretzky's jersey. you talk about priorities. Okay.
Yeah.
It's 28 after. This is the DJV program.
Hey, Dad. Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Paid for by Chicken Analytics. The man who predicted the 2020 crash warns of a huge event in 2022. His name is Mark Chicken, and his newest prediction has gone viral with 1.5 million views. According to Chicken, who spent 50 years on Wall Street, a historic event in 2022 will cause a massive shift in the wealth divide. This will affect anyone who owns stocks, says Chicken, who accurately predicted the 2020 crash. Most people will never see it coming. Chicken, a popular guest on Jim Cramer's Mad Money, has never shied away from sharing his controversial predictions. Now, Chaikin is pointing to a huge change in the way thousands of companies will need to do business in 2022. It'll affect everyone from Apple to Amazon, he says. Watch his full brand new warning free of charge at StockMarketShift.com/prepare. Go to StockMarketShift.com/prepare to learn more about 2022's huge event predicted by Mark Chaikin. That's StockMarketShift.com/prepare.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More details about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Lieutenant Chris Oliveras with the Texas Department of Public Safety says the suspect entered and barricaded himself in only one classroom.
We had a specialized tactical team arrive, comprised of federal officers, local police officers as well. They made forcible entry into that classroom. One of those officers was met with gunfire. He was shot, non-life-threatening injury. At that point, they were able to shoot and kill the shooter.
The suspect was in the classroom for about 40 minutes before the rampage was ended by law enforcement. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Wednesday signed into law House Bill 4327 that prohibits abortions from fertilization with some exceptions, and allows private citizens to sue those who help women terminate their pregnancies. The governor claims life is a human right. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax overnight, says the Biden administration is the enemy of energy independence in America.
Inflation, the open border, crime in the streets, those are the things that Tennesseans are talking with me about most. Very concerned about the price at the pump. In our Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee today, we were trying to push some amendments forward that would deal with these issues. You know, getting the EPA, Department of Energy, to approve these drilling permits. There are about 5,000 drilling permits that are languishing. People who hold leases and want to move forward and drill, but they can't. They're waiting to get that drill permit. Of course, this administration could choose to take some actions like restarting the Keystone Pipeline, which, Bob, by the way, would have been finished by the end of the year had Biden not stopped it. Everyone in Alaska is for this drilling, but the Biden administration is not.
NASA's James Webb Space Observatory successfully watched a moving asteroid as the telescope keeps performing as expected. The successful tracking of a nearby object shows that the telescope can keep a watch on solar system objects as well as distant galaxies for the next 20 years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Stephanie with John Harper, who's joined me today from WMEL on the Space Coast of Florida. A frequent visitor here, a pal, radio guy. He's been around. He and I, we've experienced the good, the bad, and the ugly about the radio world and about life in general. You know, there are a lot of things, a lot of signs that we observe every day. Doing this, maybe just living our lives. It's important for all of us to keep our cool, even in the worst of times. And this is one of those times. The worst of, we seem to be, it's one thing after another, John. You wonder what life is really supposed to be about versus what it is now. What the children are growing up around. I was thinking about my grandson and my older grandson, Miles, and what he knows from going to school and talking to children. They have a lot more, their parents are more liberal, I suppose, maybe than my daughter with her husband when it comes to what they're exposed to and what they should be exposed to or what they ought to know about what's in the real world. I think what was most real for Miles was COVID-19, not being able to go to school. It was on his mind. He wore a mask all the time. That was his reality, and he grew up, you know, at least at this point in his life, that's what he accepted it, and he kind of rolls with the punches. And you look at how schools have handled it. Most of the schools that he's been associated with have had good teachers who were really good role models. They, even though they were on screens instead of being in person, they actually took advantage of the time with the youngsters, taught them things. Miles has so many memories and thoughts, and he's learned so much. It was the attitude of the people who are, again, the role models. Teachers, if you have nothing else, there are a lot of great teachers around, but there are also teachers who are sucking it off the system. We all know through the pandemic how many teachers, there were lots of teachers who didn't do anything.
Right.
They just sort of phoned it in.
It's unfortunate that many kids were or are exposed to a teacher of that type, but the teacher can make the difference in a young life. And I hope there are many other, and I've often felt teachers are one of our best resources for keeping America strong, and we need to support teachers more. And many times they don't get the support from public school districts and states
Well, it has to do with a fight over values, much as anything else. What's valuable and what the values that we have isn't. Is there anything more important than how you bring your child into the world and how he or she is brought up? School funding, there are always fights about that, and you know, you look at. At this point, because of the pandemic, across the country, 8% of children are now being home taught. This is how the pandemic changed things. 8% of those who were in school 2 years ago are not in school now. Children are learning at home. They're going to religious education places in some circumstances, or they're just being homeschooled. Some districts, I looked at let's see here. New York City schools have down almost 10% over the last 2 years in terms of public school enrollment. So that's kind of damning, A, you know, is to the value of the school system, and B, when you think about what parents do with their time, it's a way for you to be more influential, if you will, in your child's rearing, which is, you know, I guess that's the most important thing. We seem to keep going back to that same theme.
It would be more influential, you're right. And if the parent has a good handle on life, their own education, I guess that's a good thing with that percentage rising throughout the country of homeschooling. So it all depends on the individual parent. But overall, I think considering what many kids are exposed to these days, might not be a bad idea to consider.
Well, the other side of it is that we're paying taxes. You are, I am. The system, the taxing system, using real estate taxes to pay for education is all wrong as far as I'm concerned. I really object to me having to pay for youngsters going to school now. I sent my children to private school. That was my choice. They could have gone to public school. They did when they were younger. And so the tax money that went to the schools at that time was appropriate. But when you get out and people say, well, how are we supposed to pay for schools? I don't know. I don't know. I'm a believer, generally speaking, in taxation based on what you earn, i.e. what you spend. You have money, you spend it. So if we have a sales tax that takes from you at the point of purchase a reasonable amount of money to fund services, I think that's much more appropriate because then nobody escapes the tax man. Everybody has to pay. If you're paying a sales tax, everyone pays. Everybody pays.
That's right.
Yeah. So
it seems to be a more efficient way and effective way of handling that age-old battle over the taxes and where those taxes are being spent, how they're being spent, things like that. So, Bloomberg, when he was a candidate, brought up that type of an idea, but that was kind of shot down.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I sit here and think what we try to share every morning, the heartwarming stories, the awe-inspiring stories, the provoking stories and provoking headlines that seem to be the goal of people who are in the news business. Let's scare everybody. Let's make them, you know, I have gotten to the point where I turn off there's a local blog, kind of a local newspaper that's online, and every headline is about fear. You know, and then you see this in the local news too. When the thunderstorms are going to hit, we'll tell you that at 11. You know, okay.
Yeah.
How about
right.
when's the beautiful weather going to hit?
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's a good point. But yeah. But you know, that goes back to our early days in the broadcasting business of if it bleeds, it leads,
yeah.
And that hasn't changed.
No, that's very true. It hasn't.
Yeah.
I remember that, yeah. And then, meanwhile, the breathtaking photos. You hear me talking about this yesterday. I'm now confronted. I'm looking at the NASA website from your neck of the woods. This must be something
right.
very exciting for you because all the people that are around you on the Space Coast, they work at NASA. They work at the Kennedy Space Center. The focus of these cosmic images, there's a bunch of stuff in the last couple of days that have come back. Some of the photos that we're looking at today were taken in 2018. This massive star that's 200 times brighter than our sun. The,
right.
Million-year-old mass that is, we're just seeing it now. And I don't even understand how does our brain wrap itself around pictures that took 3 years to get to us from outer space, or actually 4 years, of something that occurred 1 million years ago.
Well,
can you wrap yourself around that?
That sounds like sometimes back in the old days when you take your film to the drugstore to get it printed. It took that much time, but at the same time, what you're saying, Doug, is kind of amazing. Hard to understand that entire concept of taking 4 years to get a picture back of something that is a billion years old.
Yeah, it's astounding what we're able to. And I think part of the problem that we're having is the ability to actually wrap ourselves. The technology is so rampant. There's so much of it. And dealing with it, I think, makes a mess out of kids' heads and adults, too. They can't wrap themselves around this stuff, so they go to drinking or they go to drugs or whatever it is. Oh, man, I don't get that. So you take the easy way out. I love to be challenged by stuff like this. I think it's fascinating, frankly, to just imagine and put it all into perspective in a very positive way. By the way, this is called the Lagoon Nebula, this thing that has been, I think you've seen a number of these pictures, the disjointed, sort of wrinkled pictures of what is out in space. And
yep.
Then where are, this week is the anniversary of the first Star Wars movie. We all know about Star Trek and, not the first Star Wars. The first Star Wars movie was May 4th, but the next one that came out after that was during the last week of May, I think 2 or 3 years later. And you see all these things and you think it's just a movie. I don't think it's just a movie at all. I think that what they portray in those movies is reality. It really, you know, whether we got the Klingons or
well,
whoever else may be out there.
You're right. It is kind of reality today in some respects. But Gene Roddenberry certainly was magnificent in the things that he came up with and, so to speak, invented. Sometimes I think he was an alien himself with the concepts that he presented on the TV show of Star Trek and then the movies as well. Kind of amazing. And life imitating art, or the other way around, as the old cliche goes, but just amazing stuff throughout the decades from somebody like Gene Roddenberry.
Yeah. Great imaginations.
Yes.
Things. Look at the stuff that that Spielberg and Lucas came up with. And I think that's part of how we expand our minds. Speaking of actors in Hollywood, that was kind of interesting. Robert Redford, I never knew this guy. I never heard this guy before, but apparently he's very prominent around here in Southern California. His son, James Redford, Robert Redford's son, James Redford, who worked with his dad making films. He came up with some great plans to help people. He died about 24 hours ago This is when I hear these stories about people dying of liver cancer, bile duct cancer. Do you know how excruciating that stuff is? He'd been married for 32 years, have a couple of daughters. And I'm not really calling attention to him and his life. What I'm calling attention to is the number of people who are dying of things like this that were not the case 100 years ago, 200 years ago. I mean, they're not changing the way things are. But we were talking in the tech report about all the things that bombard our bodies. I'm sitting here looking at three screens. I have three screens in my studio at home. We have television sets. We have phones. We have all of the police radios. Your body's being hit by a dozen different signals all the time. You don't feel it. You don't sense it. You don't know that they're there, but they're there. And these things have an impact on your bodily structure. They bombard your body. If you're not taking a lot of really good, strong, whether it's the kind of things that enhance your immune system, I take a bunch of that stuff every day. I think you have to really build up your body. Otherwise, you're going to succumb to some of this stuff. Anyway,
many times when I've been out at the Kennedy Space Center, you can't even get a cell phone call out there because there are so many RF signals all over the place being bombarded at the Kennedy Space Center. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. And our bodies are having to endure things that mankind has never gone through before in the past.
Mm-hmm. Can we adapt to it? Do we change because of it? I think that's the thing. We see a lot of our bodies changing now. Just because of the influence of the way the food is that we eat. You are what you eat. 48 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com, that's ANGI.com, to get started.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Love hearing this. We get started with Warren Eckstein, who is here on this program every single day with tips on how to care for your children, but he joins us live on Wednesday mornings to focus on whatever the latest thing is, pet cannabis. Wow. By the way, John Harper is here from WMEL in Florida, big fan of Warren's. So,
absolutely.
Warren, the idea of we have cannabis being sold everywhere. A lot of people take cannabis capsules before they go to sleep. It calms them down. I was just on the plane coming out here the other day, American now has an 8-minute piece that you can watch, which is aimed at instructing you how to ship your dog. If you're going to use American, this is what you have to do. And one of the things that they urge you to do is to calm the pet down. Not drug them, but I'm thinking about these cannabis pills. That's not, is it drugging them if you give them cannabis before you put them on the plane or in any other circumstance?
You know, it would depend on the type of cannabis you're using. If it's CBD cannabis and it's recommended by the vet and doesn't have THC in it, that would be fine. But, you know, we talked last week, and you brought up a valid point, Doug, of all the dangers out there, especially nowadays. I think cannabis should be legalized. I have no problem with that happening. However, people need to be conscientious, like if they have a kid in the house. For example, let's talk about when we're talking, you know, people make food, brownies. You talked about capsules now. It's not just a matter of people smoking a joint.
Right.
So
yeah.
There's a lot of food items that are around that are infused with cannabis, and dogs are curious. They use their mouth like we use our hands. So the vets are actually seeing a lot more dogs coming in, and cats as well, not from secondhand smoke or not from eating the cannabis directly, but a brownie, which, by the way, is doubly bad because it has theobromide chocolate and the THC in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be really conscientious. However, on the other hand, there's a new organization called the Pet Cannabis Coalition. They established themselves to legalize cannabis products for pets and creating a legal framework. In fact, there's a California bill. What a shock in California where I live.
Right, yeah.
California bill, 1885. And now what they're saying, and vets are agreeing, that cannabis can provide life-changing and oftentimes life-saving benefits for animals. So they're really working on that. And if they are finding good results and if they are finding positive things, then I say I'm all for it.
All right. So then let's take this apart a little bit. A couple of weeks ago, I think you and I were talking about my son's experience with his dog, Fiona, walking the baby up and down the streets of West Hollywood. And every once in a while, Fiona picks up something. All dogs pick up all kinds of from the street. They want to, you know, poop. And so at any rate, Fiona picks up something. And then about an hour later, she goes bananas. And Brendan thinks, my God, what's wrong with my dog? I better bring her to the vet. Brings her to the vet. He tests her blood and finds that she has THC in her blood. So she's picked up something on the walk, and for about 10, 12 hours, the dog was bonkers. And so I think that's why I wonder if that does, if the picking up stuff along the sidewalk, whatever it may be, how do you meter this? How would the Pet Cannabis Coalition meter the contents or the amount of cannabis that is safe for the dog?
Well, that's what they're researching. They're coming up with the amount of cannabis, and there is a lot of research going on. It's been going on for a few years now, but this is the first time they're trying to legalize it. In terms of the amount, the percentage, the quantity, is it 23%, 13%, whatever it may be. But, you know, it's kind of interesting what you said. Dogs, you know, people need to understand that a dog's mouth is the equivalent of our hands. So they investigate everything with their mouth. Their nose as well, but their mouth is really, really part of what's going on. And people throw stuff on the street all the time. I mean, we can joke about West Hollywood. God knows what you find on the street of West Hollywood. Yeah, you know, I'm there an awful lot. Yeah. But it doesn't make any difference. It could be New York City. It could be Cleveland, Ohio. It could be Boston, Massachusetts. What I do with my dogs, both of my guys now are not the type of dogs to pick things up. But for years, I had many dogs that loved to pick things up on the street. So what I did, and here's a hint for people, is I found one item that my dog could not live without. And the only time he got that item is when we went for a walk. And he held that item in his mouth the entire walk. So he wasn't interested in picking things up because he had his favorite thing in his mouth. There's distraction methods that you can use. But you're right, there's a lot of dangerous things. I heard of a dog recently that got into some pill on the ground that had fentanyl in it. And we know how dangerous that is for people. Yeah, imagine the poor dog. So conscientious, I always say, look a few feet ahead of where your dog is before you walk him to that spot.
Well, they're liable to eat, you know, again, most anything. Be careful. But everything, you know, we talk about every damn day, if something else is more dangerous to whomever. You got to wonder how life is going to continue at the pace that it is, given what we're exposed to. It's stupefying, frankly. All right, Warren, thanks. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com is his website, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.